타바 군자비 바니
Siddhanta Sarsati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavi.
Jai.
Namacharya Sri Haridasa Thakur.
Jai.
Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar. Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakti.
Jai.
Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath. Sham Kunradha Kunigiri Govardhan Ki.
Jai.
Vrindavan Tham Ki.
Jai.
Pradeep Tham Ki. Jai. जगन्नाथ पुरी की जय, रंगमयी की जय, जमनमयी की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, समवेत भक्त बिंद की जय। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. O Premanande. भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद्भागवतम् थर्ड कैंटो चैप्टर 25,
text 25.
Satam,
Satam, Sangha,
Bhavanti,
Bhavanti,
Krit,
Krit,
Karna,
Karna,
Rasayana,
Rasayana.
Yeah, it's written wrong. It's Rasayana,
Rasayana,
Kata,
Kata,
Tajjoshana,
Tajjoshana,
Ashu,
Ashu,
Apavarga,
Apavarga,
Vartmani,
Vartmani,
Shraddha,
Shraddha,
Pratir,
Pratir,
Bhaktir,
Bhaktir,
Anukramishyati,
Anukramishyati,
Satam Prasangat Mama Virya Samvido,
Satam Prasangat Mama Virya Samvido,
Bhavanti Hrid Karna Rasayana Kata,
Bhavanti Hrid Karna Rasayana Kata,
Taj Joshanada Shuapa Varkam Vartmani,
Taj Joshanada Shuapa Varkam Vartmani,
Shadharatir Bhaktir Anukramishyati,
Shadharatir Bhaktir Anukramishyati,
Satam Prasangat Mama Virya Samvido,
Satam Prasangat Mama Virya Samvido,
Bhavanti Hrid Karna Rasayana Kata,
Bhavanti Hrid Karna Rasayana Kata,
Taj Joshanada Ashvapa Varga Vartmani,
Joshanada Ashvapa Varga Vartmani,
Shraddharatir Bhaktir Anukramishyati,
Shraddharatir Bhaktir Anukramishyati,
Satam Prasangam Mama Virya Samvido,
Satam Prasangam Mama Virya Samvido,
Bhavanti Hrid Karna Rasayana Kata,
Bhavanti Hrid Karna Rasayana Kata,
Tajjoshanada Svapa Varga Vartmani,
Tajjoshanada Svapa Varga Vartmani,
Shraddharatir Bhaktir Anukramishyati,
Shraddharatir Bhaktir Anukramishyati,
Satam
Prasangam Mama Virya Samvido,
Bhavanti Hrid Karna Rasayana Kata,
Tajjoshanada Svapa Varga Vartmani,
Shraddharatir Bhaktir Anukramishyati,
Satam Prasangam Mama Virya Samvido,
Bhavanti Hrid Karna Rasayana Kata,
Tajjoshanada Svapa Varga Vartmani,
Shraddharatir Bhaktir Anukramishyati,
Satam Prasangam Mama Virya Samvido, रमिष्यति।
Satam,
Satam,
of pure devotees,
of pure devotees,
Prasangat,
Prasangat,
through the association,
through the association,
Mama,
Mama,
my,
Virya,
Virya, wonderful activities,
wonderful activities,
Samvidaha,
Samvidaha,
my discussion of,
my discussion of,
Bhavanti,
Bhavanti,
become,
Prit,
Prit, to the heart,
Karana,
Karana, to the ear,
Rasayana,
Rasayana,
pleasing,
Katha,
Katha,
the stories,
Tat,
Tat,
of that,
Joshana,
Joshana,
by cultivation, Ashu,
Ashu,
quickly, Apavarga,
Apavarga,
of liberation.
Liberation.
Vartmani.
Vartmani.
On the path.
On the path.
Shraddha.
Shraddha.
From faith.
From faith.
Rati.
Rati.
Attraction.
Attraction.
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
Devotion.
Devotion.
Anupramishvati.
Anupramishvati.
Will follow in order.
Will follow in order.
In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. Purport. The process of advancing in Krishna consciousness and to devotional service is described here. The first point is that one must seek the association of persons who are Krishna conscious and who engage in devotional service. Without such association, one cannot make advancement. Simply by theoretical knowledge or study, one cannot make any appreciable advancement. One must give up the association of material-free persons and seek the association of devotees. Because without the association of devotees, one cannot understand the activities of the Lord. Generally, people are convinced of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth. Because they do not associate with devotees, they cannot understand that the Absolute Truth can be a person and have personal activities. This is a very difficult subject matter, and unless one has personal understanding of the Absolute Truth, there's no meaning to devotion. Service or devotion cannot be offered to anything impersonal. Service must be offered to a person.
Non-devotees
will cannot appreciate Krishna consciousness by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other Vedic literature wherein the activities of the Lord are described. They think that these activities are fictional, manufactured stories, because spiritual life is not explained to them in a proper mood. To understand the personal activities of the Lord, one has to seek the association of devotees, and by such association, when one contemplates and tries to understand the transcendental activities of the Lord, the path of liberation is open and he is freed. One who has firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fixed, and his attraction for association with the Lord and the devotees increases. Association with devotees means association with the Lord. The devotee who makes this association develops the consciousness of rendering service to the Lord, and then being situated in the transcendental position of devotional service, who gradually becomes perfect. Om Akyanatimiran Pasya Ganamjana Sadakaya Chakshurvidhitam Yena Tasmai Shivayana Sri Chaitanya Vadavistam Stavidam Yena Bhutale Sayam Guru Padamayam Tathasmi Padamayam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yudhapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishvamasya Sri Rupam Sagashatam Sahanaragamitam Samadhitam Sadvaitam Savatutam Pravijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sharana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindha Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Taptakam Chana Gorangi Radhe Vrindani Jashri Vishabhanu Sate Devi Paramani Vaidiviye Panchakro Pratidu Vyascha Kripasito Prayevacha Kuditanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavero Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudevi Guru Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Satam Prasangat Mamaviri Asamdado Bhavanti Rikpran Nasayam Suppose one has some interest in spiritual life or Krishna consciousness. The next thing is to associate with devotees. Or even if one doesn't have any interest, if one associates with devotees, one can get that interest. Sadhusanga, Sadhusanga, Sarvashaspe Koi, Lavamatra Sadhusanga, Sarvasiddhi Koi. By even a moment's association with a pure devotee of the Lord, one can attain all perfection. Why? Because the Lord is in the heart of the devotees. Sadhava Vriyamayam, Sadhava Vriyamayam. The Lord is in the heart of the devotees, and the devotees are in the heart of the Lord. The devotees are always discussing Krishna. Srinvatam Svapatav Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtan. They're always talking about Krishna. Lach Chitav Lachita Jana, Bodhianta Parasta, Katyanta Shraman Nitya, Kushanti Cha, Ramanti. And Virya Sandhya, the talks about Krishna transcendental potency. Virya means potency. They have potency. It's not an ordinary thing. The transcendental sound, vibrated by pure devotees, has potency. But vibrated by ordinary materialistic persons, professionals, speculators, scholars, one doesn't get the same effect. But when the transcendental sound is vibrated by pure devotee of the Lord, then virya, the potency of the Lord, is discovered. Satam prasanga. Satam prasanga means in the association of devotees, then the potency of the Lord unfolds. Bhavanti hritkarana rasayanakrita. Then the topics become very relishable. Rasayana means the end of the world. Rasayana means relishable. Rasayanakrita. Hritkarana rasayana. It becomes very pleasing to the heart and very pleasing to the ear. The non-devotees are trying to get pleasure by contact with material objects of sense gratification, but it doesn't work. They remain always dissatisfied and dissatisfied and dispirited, frustrated, depressed. Biggest item in pharmaceutical world right now is antidepressants. In the most advanced countries of the world, they have the greatest need for antidepressants. If material enjoyment is so great, why in the countries where the greatest facility is to be had is there the greatest need for antidepressants? That's to be expected. When we try to enjoy in the mode of passion, the result is frustration, depression, anxiety, and the general sense that everything is worthless. I'm trying and trying, and still I'm not happy. Let me try again, but this, that. No, they're trying to get some juice from material life, but it's actually juiceless. It's actually juiceless. And we all experience this if we watch some people doing some stupid material thing that we have no interest in. Then it seems very stupid. If we're not into whatever it is, if we're not into baseball, and we watch people, see people watching a baseball game, we think it's the stupidest thing in the world. Yeah, Americans, they look at a cricket game and think these people are just standing around doing nothing. And similarly, the British and the Indians and so on, they look at the baseball game and think that these people are wasting their time. And the transcendentalist looks at all of it and sees it the same way. These people are, they're watching. He doesn't care whether it's a soccer ball or a baseball or a cricket ball or a this ball or that ball. He looks and sees these people are, ping pong ball or golf or basketball. Whatever people are doing, he thinks that these people are wasting their time. There's no taste in it. What is there? Just sitting in like football, that's a really good one in America. People stand, that people sit in coldest season and watch these guys
Mostly stand around the field and then every one now and then they panic doing it again. And this is enjoyment, you see. So for the Krishna conscious person, the whole material world is like that. You see that people are trying to get enjoyment where there's no actual joy to be had. They're trying to get juice where there's no juice. The devotees even see that the impersonalists, who are supposed to be in bliss, they all have names that end with Ananda, you know, Prakash Ananda, Ananda. They're supposed to be in bliss, but he sees that this is dull because they're just trying to merge with something impersonal. They're frustrated with material existence, so they're trying to get out of it. But they have no positive knowledge of the personality of God. So for a pure devotee, even those exalted transcendentalists seem pitiful. So the devotee is interested in hearing about Krishna, because the subjects concerning Krishna are rasayana katha, very tasty. And not only tasty, because there may be so many things that are tasty in this world, supposedly, but the taste is the taste of transcendental exchanges or transcendental manifestations of the play of the energies of the personality of God and the Absolute Truth. So he's seeing the Absolute Truth with varieties, and by coming in relationship to the Supreme Truth, he feels happiness, because Rasa Vaisa, that Absolute Personality of Godhead, is the reservoir of all taste. So all of these things are realized in the association of devotees. Taj Joshanad Ashu Apavargavardhani. By hearing in the association of devotees, by cultivating Krishna consciousness in the association of devotees, very quickly one gets a taste for devotional service. Janiyati Ashu Vairagyam Gyan Chayyamitika. Very quickly one becomes detached from material existence and develops transcendental knowledge. So, Ashu Apavarga Vartma. Apavarga Vartma. Vartma means path. And Apavarga Vartma is the path of liberation. Srila Prabhupada explains that Pa Varga, Vargas are the different alphabets or sub alphabets. So, five letters of the alphabet constitute the pa vargas. And Srila Prabhupada explains each of these words. Pa is for parishrama. Parishrama means exhausting work. We were discussing that yesterday. The materialists generally are working like donkeys. Just work, gotta work, everyone should work. Work. And parishrama is very exhausting, whether it's mentally exhausting, or physically exhausting, or emotionally exhausting, it's exhausting. Parishrama, so much hard work. And paha, Srila Prabhupada gives penila. They foam until they foam at the mouth, you know, like a horse. He's drooling all over the place because he's working so hard, and left or an ox or something. And ba, Prabhupada gives as Vyartha. Vyartha means, it's all all day, and what do you get for it? You get, you know, some feed, some grass, something. So the artha means you work so hard and you don't get anything. Even what is it that people work, and how many days of the year are spent just paying taxes? Someone's given that figure. If you work 365 days a year, what is it, like 100 days or something, you're just working for the tax man. Then the rest of the time you're working, but you're getting money, and then all the money has to be paid out to someone. This much for your flat, this much for your car payments, this much for medical insurance, this much for this much for that. And by the time you've finished paying all the things that you have to pay just to exist, for the great privilege of existing, you just have, you know, a handful left. And then even that, people have no idea what to do with it. They spend it on something which doesn't make them happy, which is to run that as well. Vyartha. Vyartha means it's meaningless. Their life doesn't go anywhere. Vyartha. And bha means fear. Bhaya. They're always fearful that something may happen. Now it's terrorism. What if the terrorists do this? What will they do next? What will they do? Orange alert, red alert. And they've attacked here, they've attacked there. What else will they do? Or they read the newspaper, they're afraid of, my kid may be kidnapped. My food may be poisoned. The air may be giving me diseases. I may be getting this, I may be getting that. There's a 42% chance of this. There's an 18% chance of that. There's a 27% chance of this. Full of fears of this and that. What if I get some disease and can't work anymore? What if I get pregnant? What if this? What if that? What if she gets pregnant? What if? Full of fears. Even this is practically the whole nature of the material world. Even if you see the birds, they're eating, but they're eating. They're always looking to see whether someone is going to kill them. They're always looking whether someone's going to come and do something. So the whole material world is fearful. And the final fear is ma mrityu, a fear of death. Actually, total fear is fear of death. No one wants to die, but death is staring everyone in the face. No one wants to stare back. You go to the old age homes and everybody is fearful. But what can be done? So this is the material existence, pavarga, where there's all of this fear, death, hard work, and meaningless existence. And apavarga means just the opposite, freedom from all of these things. So apavarga, vargma, is the path of liberation from all of these material miseries. Oh, by the association of devotees and cultivation of Krishna consciousness, by hearing, just like Narad Muni, what happened? He was just the son of a maidservant. He was not anybody special. Son of a maidservant was a sweeping dishwasher. But by coming into touch with the great devotees, he became a devotee. What happened? He was just hearing them. They were, the sages were chanting about Krishna, hearing about Krishna, they were getting together and exchanging realizations about Krishna. And the boy was listening, and he became attracted. He sounds nice. He became attracted. He was doing a little service, helping his mother, serving the sages, and he was here. So one thing led to another, he became Narada Muni. So the potency of hearing in transcendental association is so great that Ashu, very quickly, Ashu means very quickly, one traverses the path of liberation. And Shraddharatir Bhaktir Anukrinishati. Anukrinishati means step by step, step by step. He develops Shraddha. Shraddha means faith or interest. One becomes interested, more and more interested in Krishna consciousness. And Rati, one becomes more and more attractive. And Bhakti, one becomes finally situated in stalwart devotional service to Krishna. This is all possible by association. Krishna bhakti janma mool hoye shalushanma. Krishna prema janme deo puna mukyanma. The root cause of emotional service, what's at the root of it? Association. Mool. Krishna bhakti janma, the birth of devotional service, awakening of devotional service. Wool Hoy Shalusham. At the root of it is association. Which is nice thing. You just have to associate with pure devotees. And Krishna Prema Janme Teho Puna Mukyam. Even if one is advanced in devotional service, the same process to associate with devotees. And association with devotees means also avoiding the association of non-devotees. Asat sangha tyag e vaishnava char. Shri shangi e kashatu krishna vata. Giving up the association of non-devotees means that we don't intimately associate. It doesn't mean that you can't get on a bus because the driver's not a devotee. But it means that we don't intimately associate with them. Our close relationships are with the devotees. We're materialists, they're cordial, formal relationships. But for the devotees, that's where we look for our real friendship. If we develop friendship with materialists, then we become materialistically contaminated. Among grade school students in America, the term is the coodies. I don't know if you have the coodies here. I don't think so. But among kids, one kid will avoid another kid will say, oh, he's got the coodies. Coodies are like germs or like some sort of mythical or some sort of creature or contamination or something. You don't want to associate with you because you've got the cooties. But anyway, the karmis have the cooties. Maybe cooties are like lice or something. Anyway, the karmis have the cooties. Their association is infectious. If we associate with them, then we become infected by their interests. They're interested in looking for sense enjoyment. Sri Shanti, especially, they want to associate with women whom they see as objects of enjoyment. That's their vision, that a woman is something to exploit and enjoy. And if we associate with them, then we can become infected by that same contaminated dupa, let's say, polluted interest. So, but if we associate with devotees, then we become interested in Krishna. So, Stri Sangi Eka Shatru Krishna Bhakta, the materialistic persons or unwanted association, especially those who are addicted to women, and those who are against devotional service, who are just not interested in devotional service. They're called satsang, bad association. So we should avoid the bad association, cultivate devotional association, and then we can make ashubhavit advancement in Krishna consciousness. Any questions?
Maharaj, it's sometimes necessary to associate with materialistic people in order to bring them into Krishna consciousness. Sometimes it's necessary, like in this, especially with my friends and people like that, sometimes it's necessary to be intimate with them and have some kind of a stronger relationship. Then you can like bring Krishna consciousness to. Otherwise, if it's too much of a form of relationship, you don't have an opportunity to bring Krishna consciousness to him.
Yeah, we may want to associate with others for the sake of bringing them to Krishna consciousness. But one has to be careful that they don't bring you to their consciousness. Prabhupada said you have to learn the art of how to catch the fish and not get wet. Otherwise, it's not worth it, you know. For the sake of bringing them to Krishna consciousness, we lose ours. So, otherwise, if we become, and why our friends? There's so many people. The world is full of people. And if we're strong in Krishna consciousness, then we can make so many people, influence so many people to become devotees. Otherwise, if I have to remain on the platform of my friends, then even for my own self, Krishna consciousness becomes good. They're interested in watching something on television, I have to sit there and watch it. They're interested in, you know, some mundane talk, I have to sit there and, you know, hang out with them and talk about these mundane things. They're interested in some other, you know, this, that, and I have to be interested in that, all for the sake of bringing them to Krishna consciousness. So, it may not be worth it. Otherwise, one has to judge, like, you know, a little French friendliness and so on, and then I can influence them. So we're not fanatical, we can't say hello anymore because we're not wearing tefillin. But we want to be a little careful because we know the association is very strong. So, better. You know, why do we have to associate with them? They should associate with us. Programs come to the same programs and other programs let them come. Otherwise, if they're not interested, we have to sweat blood to try to, and worse than sweating blood, we don't mind sweating blood, but just to live a mundane existence so that we can keep pace with them, so that they can come to Krishna consciousness that may be the long way around, and you know, they may never come. So we try. But just like Prahlad Maharaj, he didn't think that to bring my friends to Krishna consciousness, I have to do what they're doing. He was a little bit of a loner. You know, they would be doing whatever their nonsense was, and he wouldn't be interested. And finally, he would say to them, "You know, come on, let's chant Hare Krishna." And they'd say, "Oh, Prahlad, you know." We're just kids, you know, why do we have to get into, you know, religion is for old people, for a lot, you know, we want to have fun with kids. And so he preached to them, explaining to them, you might be old men now, an old man is someone who's going to die, you don't know how much time you have. And you're going to spend, now you're going to waste your time playing ball and having a good time as kids. Then you're going to get into the boy-girl thing and waste your time that way. Then you're going to get married and waste the next 25 years. And then you're going to spend the rest of your life in a rocking chair. Remembering the good old days. You know, in that way you're going to waste your whole life. So better that you start now and get serious about Krishna consciousness now, while you still have a chance. So that way he influenced his friends, and as Prabhupada said, he ruined the whole school.
Thank you.
Mm. Yes.
As you associate with non-devotees, even if not intimately, and they are undertaking bad karma, and you try to stop them, but you still choose to associate with them, and have you been taken with some of their bad karma, and also does that prevent you from aspiring to become more
Yeah, we're trying, you know, they want to go to the pub, we try to stop them, but they're insistent, now we're going to the pub, so you go along to the pub. And then the whole atmosphere there is all passion and ignorance. So then, why do you have to, like, float along with them where they're going? So, we can try to stop them, but not if we can't, if you can't stop them, join them.
Even if it's not going with them,
well, if we know that they're doing these nasty activities, then we don't want to associate with them. It's not that, just like Stri Sangi, a person who's too much attached to women, we don't want to associate with them. It's not like, you know, when they're meeting their girlfriend, we're not going to go along. That's understood. But it means that they're infected by serious maya. And we don't want to get infected by that serious maya, passion and ignorance. So we'd rather not associate with that. And Krishna conscious person retools his association. He looks at his association and sees these people, their association is uplifting. And these people, their association is degrading. Like parents are always trying to do that to their kids. They're always trying to get their kids to associate with, you know, good kids and avoid bad kids. And kids usually don't know what's what. And if they listen to their parents, maybe something good happens. If they don't listen, maybe something bad happens. But anyway, being a little bit more than kids, we're supposed to have some sense of our own. What's good association, what's bad association. So then, what to do? Avoid the bad association. Not just when they're being bad, but they're always bad. When they're doing bad, they're bad, and when they're doing good, they're bad. They've got the cooties.
So much it's increasing the amount of people who try or do take their own life. So it seems like they're not afraid of that. They're actually looking.
That means they're afraid of living. They're committing suicide. Everyone's afraid of dying. But people are committing suicide because they're afraid of living. Their life is so miserable that death, which is so fearsome, seems better than life. Frustration finally comes to that point.
Thank you, Mark. What if someone doesn't enjoy devotee association?
What if someone doesn't enjoy it? Then he probably won't go for it. You know, if you think, oh man, I have to associate with these devotees. That's his misfortune. He's contaminated by the material energy. Just the way a jaundiced person doesn't like to drink sugar cane juice, to drink booze. So a person who's too materially affected doesn't like to hear about Krishna, doesn't like to associate with devotees. that's his misfortune, but somehow if he gets the association of devotees, he can change. And so we talked about that yesterday, always trying to give him the opportunity by giving him the sign, giving him the books, giving him the sign. Yes. Whose conviction in sense gratification? None of them.
Yes, none of them. How, and often we, in comparison to our conviction in spiritual life, which consciousness is much more, how do we make our conviction in our practice as strong as theirs?
Oh, I see. Yeah. How do we become as convinced about Krishna as they are about gambling, drinking, eating? Yeah, by association. You know, how did they become convinced of such a stupid thing as, you know, as paying money to go into a, you know, a place of business and drink some nasty tasting stuff and get woozy? How did they become convinced that something like that is a good thing? You know, they worked so hard to get the money and now they're going to go into this place and offloaded for the sake of getting bleary and maybe having an opportunity to bond somewhere else. You know, they'll just become stupid for a while. You know, how do they become convinced that such a that something like that was worth doing? By association. They associate with persons in the mode of ignorance and passion, and they become affected by the modes of ignorance and passion. It takes them doing a wider, pure living entity, a pure spirit soul, an eternal living being, full of bliss and knowledge, want to go to a pub and drink whatever it is that they drink over there. The essence of rottenness, exactly.
distilled
garbage. Yes. They, it's by association. So if we associate with pure devotees, then it will act the other way. That we'll become addicted to hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna. Serving Krishna, showing Krishna, showing Krishna, by association.
Say one intellectual understands that, you know, what I'm doing is wrong and I don't want to do it, but still, sort of, that force within is sort of pushing them to do it, say.
Yeah, there's a force within pushing them to do it. Therefore, they should associate with devotees. Because then there'll be, first of all, a force without pushing them not to do it. You know, their friends, now your friends are saying, you know, come on, do it. Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with you? You know, this is what we do. You know, this is, I mean, what happened to you? Come on. And if you associate with devotees, they'll say, you want to do what? You're out of your mind. Are you out of your mind? Huh? So even if your mind is telling you to do something gross or stupid or vicious, if you're in the association of the devotees are going to say, you don't want to do that. And they'll give you the alternative. Come on, let's go, you know, chant. Let's go do some service. Let's go take prasadam. Let's go do something. So from, even if there's something nasty within, you'll have all this good association without. And then what's without also starts to enter within. You know, there's transcendental vibrations are entering the ear and the heart. The prasadam is entering. The vision of the deities is entering through the eyes. The flowers and incense are entering through the nose. All the senses are getting in touch with Krishna. And so that purifies the heart. What is that? Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevya. By association with devotees and by rendering service, and the unwanted things in the heart of that which love that. So we know that this whole, you know, as if by an unstoppable force, we're being pulled by laws, especially. But by association with devotees, therefore we're being urged again and again, associated with devotees, associated with devotees, associated with devotees.
Carrying on from that, even if you are fully interested in just devotees, one of the steps towards full devotion is preaching Krishna consciousness. If you choose, you see people not following that path, but if you choose not to remain the other, you don't think you can, or you don't see a change in the perspective.
You trailed off.
Exactly, so they're not really full devotion.
Well, there are different ways to express devotion. Someone is distributing books, someone is chanting in the streets, someone is a pujari, someone is washing the pots, someone is doing something. The main thing is to be always engaged in the service of Krishna. If you're, of course, preaching is very much appreciated by Krishna. And preaching is very inviting. By speaking with others, you get some. It increases. The more you get out, the more your own stock increases. It's kind of magic in the material world. And the more you give out what you have, the less you have. But in devotional service, the more you give out what you have, the more of what you get. It doubles and triples. So spreading Krishna consciousness to others is enlivening. And also sharpens the mind, because you have to, you know, somehow figure out how you're going to, what you're going to say to people, and so on. It strengthens your own conviction and your own understanding. But it's not the only way to serve Krishna. Those who are less eager to preach or spread Krishna consciousness, they can serve Krishna in some other way. And Krishna appreciates everyone's sin. Association means association in service. Doesn't mean just hanging out. You know, it doesn't mean that I wouldn't want to go to the talk with anyone but a devotee. But devotees, how do they associate? They associate much by talking about Krishna. They talk to one another about Krishna. They serve together. They have something. They wash the pots together, or they distribute books together, or they worship the deity together, or they do some practical thing for the service of Krishna. And that way they become advanced in Krishna consciousness, and they become, their friendship also increases. Just like in the, you know, their people, they still have their army buddies. You know, they served together in this campaign and that campaign, they were in the trenches together. And so they developed a very tight relationship. So devotees who serve together, it's not just that we, you know, say hi to one another in the halls, but when we serve together, then the Krishna becomes pleased and we develop a very close relationship with devotees. We serve together.
That two-point, that you're with someone, you're talking about Krishna, or you can be with someone just doing menial practical service, where you're not talking about Krishna, but because you're doing service which inevitably goes towards Krishna.
Of course, if you're doing menial service, that doesn't stop you from talking about Krishna. It's not that, you know, I have a choice, serve or chant. You can do both. But I interrupted you.
So, okay, just peeling potatoes in the kitchen.
Peeling potatoes, great opportunity for chanting Hare Krishna.
So, for instance, we were all peeling,
mm-hmm.
and we were just getting on with it, and then we came here, and then there's kirtan. But so, was that not considered association because there was no chanting, no talking about Krishna, just sort of working with?
No, peeling is also. When you're peeling Krishna's potatoes, that's also devotional service. But you missed an opportunity because you sort of peeled and chanted.
What if you're chanting peeling, as a group, you're not doing sankirtan?
Well, you chanted, but the others didn't chant? Well, then they missed out on the opportunity. Well, it's sitting side by side doing the same thing. There's some association there, but you would have enjoyed the association more by chanting. Try it next time. For the next batch of potatoes, add the Maha Mantra and see if the association becomes more enjoyable.
Speaking with someone yesterday night, and I was asking, what's the difference between service, i.e. free job, when you're not getting paid to do work, and devotional service?
Service, where you're just doing something, you know, like volunteering to mow somebody's lawn or something.
For instance, what would have made peeling potatoes devotional?
And well, first of all, that you're doing it for Krishna, because, you know, why are you sitting there peeling potatoes when you could be off, you know, having a good time somewhere? So just the sacrifice of your energy for the sake of Krishna is service. And then when you have the mood that I want to do this to please Krishna, then it becomes still more appreciated. And then when you're chanting Hare Krishna, at the same time, it becomes still more appreciated, and you develop that mood more. When you're chanting Hare Krishna, then you're thinking, it's enhancing your mood that I'm peeling these potatoes for Krishna, I'm so happy to be peeling these potatoes for Krishna. Krishna will be very happy to have whatever potato preparation it is. You become more absorbed in Krishna consciousness, and your devotion and love for Krishna increase. That's the advantage, some of the advantages of chanting.
Where in scripture is this kind of described in terms of the difference between service and devotional service?
Service just means service can be when you're serving some ordinary person, that's service. You know, you go to work, you're doing service. You volunteer to work in a hospital, that's service. Volunteer service. So many kinds of service you could do. But it has nothing to do with Krishna. At least not directly. But when you to volunteer to serve in the temple, and you volunteer to do anything for Krishna, it becomes devotional service. It's devotional when you do it for the, you know, when you volunteer to help the library, or you volunteer to help the, you know, the, whatever it is, some philanthropic service. That's also devotional, because you're devoting yourself, you know, to something temporary and material. And when you devote yourself to Krishna, you devote yourself to the Absolute. So service in either case is just a question of where you're going to put your service. And people are serving their families. You know, no one pays them. You know, rather, you know, I've served my wife and my family, and they take all my money. You know, so when I'm doing most devoted service, I don't get anything back, you know. They take it all away, and still I serve them. But that's not directly service to Krishna. That's service, you know, that's instead of Krishna seva, that's wife seva, child seva. Then there's community seva, humanity seva. But Krishna seva, service to Krishna. That means now you're directing your energy to the Supreme. And when you develop your, the more you develop your appreciation by one certain Krishna. The more you develop your devotion and love, the more it becomes devotion.
So last year, I just asked Brian scriptures, there's a verse which very much amalgamates the point.
A verse that amalgamates this point. Whatever you do, do that for me. That's devotional service. I'm thinking, there's a verse in third canto about Devahuti and Kapildev. Devahuti was a princess, and she married a sage, Kapildev. Oh, not Kapildev, pardon me. Their son was Kapildev. And she was serving him. And doing all the things that a wife does for a husband. But because he was a sage, it counted as devotional service. Same thing if you do it for any ordinary person, it's just service. You know, it's just the stuff that a wife does for the husband. But because he happened to be a sage, because he happened to be a devotee, it counted. She got the benefit of devotional service. And the result was that she became inquisitive about Krishna consciousness. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we're out of time, aren't we? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki
Jai
Gaur Pranam Jai.